And these were some of the voices in the news this past week.
I congratulate the members of the Senate and the House, Republicans and Democrats, who have worked so hard to achieve this bipartisan agreement.
I think that the complexity of a conference report is well known because we're dealing with another body and there are different points of view that need to be accommodated, which is, of course, the purpose of a conference report.
Was it the other body that lost the 2 pages that resulted in our not being here? Or who lost the 2 pages, I would ask the gentleman.
I don't mean
the human pages. I mean the paper pages. I want to assure all parents that all pages are present and accounted for. It's pages from the conference report that apparently were too complex for the majority to keep track of.
When sons or daughters of the Catholic Church have sinned by action or omission against the Orthodox brothers and sisters, may the Lord grant us the forgiveness we beg of him.
They say that, you know, justice delayed is justice denied. Well, folks, I don't believe that for an instant. Justice delayed is still justice, and we've got it right here in Birmingham tonight.
Justice doesn't mean simply to convict just so we all feel good about ourselves. Justice means making decisions without the emotion, making them by analyzing the evidence.
Cold War deterrence is no longer enough. To maintain peace, to protect our own citizens and our own allies and friends, we must seek security based on more than the grim premise that we can destroy those who seek to destroy us. This is an important opportunity for the world to rethink the unthinkable and to find new ways to keep the peace.